Let's read from the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. It says, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible this morning. It says, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are the called according to his plan. Let me read it again. And I'm just receiving so much of encouragement from this verse of scripture this morning. It says, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things, not a few things, causes all things to work together as a plan for good, for those who love God, to those who are the called according to his plan and purpose. My subject this morning is, there is an agenda. There is an agenda. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that, Father, you would take your word and break it in our hearts in such a way that each one will be encouraged and will be instructed, that the word we would receive today will not just be information, but will be medicine and it will bring healing, will be light and it will show us the way, and it will be rain, Lord, and it will cause things to grow in our lives, things that are in keeping with your will and your purpose for us. We thank you, Lord, and we worship you. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. All right. At this time, there are so many theories flying around. So many conspiracy theories flying around. Okay. And I've read so many. I've heard so many. And the truth is, at this point, you don't know what is true and what is not. Even just about the origin of the coronavirus itself, there are so many theories, okay, about course of treatment, there are so many theories. But in the midst of all of this confusion, there's something that has come to my mind as truth, and it is what we must realize at this time, okay, is the fact that behind every theory there is an agenda. Behind every theory there is an agenda. You see, at this point in time, humans have their agenda. Men have their agenda. And most of the time, people are not just speaking because information is there for them to push. People are not just speaking essentially the truth. They are speaking or spinning the truth based on their agenda. It would amaze you how that a part of me feels this season is unifying the world. You would notice that we are no longer biased, okay? There was a time you could be one color or the other color. This virus has unified everybody, whether you are white or black, okay? It can affect you. The rich or the poor. You know, there was a time some people felt, oh, it's the rich people, okay? It's those who travel. Then it dawned on them that those who travel have drivers. And so that you don't travel, because somebody will say, thank God, I don't have to. I mean, for the first time, some people are grateful to God they were denied visas. But just before they could get excited, everybody got united. Because that you could not travel does not mean the person that traveled, okay, could not come. I mean, even in the market, the person traveled, came back, and went to the market. Are you getting this? And so everybody has an agenda. Everybody is pushing their agenda. We are united in a sense, but in the midst of the unity, there is still a lot of agenda going on. You would think that the politicians will have stopped scheming for the next election. No. So some of them are using, so the ones that are, the opposition is telling the current government, you are not handling it well. Because they have what? They have an agenda. Whether people die or not, whether the virus, okay, is destroyed or not, come this so time, I want to be the governor. Come this so time, I want to be the president. Come this also time, I want my person to be in this particular position. So everybody is pushing their agenda. Okay, the journalists, the media houses, on the surface, it looks like they are just trying to what? Tell you what's going on. But everybody has an agenda. Are you getting this? The higher the number of viewership, the more sales they can make in advertisement. So there are people right now who are perpetually looking for just the negative news because they have an agenda. Even on social media, there are some pages you would notice the massive headline. You click on it and get there and find out that the headline has nothing to do with the body of the story. The average person online right now, once you see COVID-19, you will click. There's a particular tabloid, I won't mention their name, okay? They have an update almost every hour. And most of the time, people come to say, but what you have said is not true. Or it starts with the truth, but at the end of the day, it's not accurate information. So you see, everybody has an agenda. Everybody has an agenda. People have an agenda. But this is the one you must realize. The devil also has an agenda. In this season and at this time, the devil has an agenda. Now, what's his agenda? His own agenda has never changed. He is after your faith. Are you getting this? He is after your faith. John chapter 10 and verse 10 has not changed. The devil comes, or the thief comes, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And at this time, the devil is stealing people's joy. The devil is destroying people's hope. The devil is stealing people's faith. The devil is attacking people's confidence in God. So you've got to be on the lookout. People have an agenda. The devil has an agenda. But the good news I brought for you this morning is that God has an agenda. Hallelujah. Would you say that to your neighbor? The few folks I have here, tell the person sitting beside you, God has an agenda. Husband and wife sitting together on the couch at home, tell one another, God has an agenda. Mother listening or watching with your sons and daughters, tell them for me this morning, God has an agenda. Hallelujah. God has an agenda. Let me show you this verse of scripture, Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20. It blessed me so much when I saw it. Okay, Genesis 50 and verse 20. Okay, this is Joseph speaking. He said, you intended to harm me, but God intended it. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not sure you saw that. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. You see, some people think that we serve a God who is reactive. No, I came to tell you this morning that the God you serve is not a reactive God, but a proactive God. While they were making their plans, God was also what? Making their plans. In other words, if it will not work for me, God will not allow it to happen. So Joseph was telling his brothers, you intended it, but when you were scheming, God was scheming. So I came to tell somebody this morning, it's not only COVID-19 that is attacking. God is still at work. You may not see what he's doing. You may not understand, or you may not have perceived what God is doing in this season. But believe me strongly, God is at work. Look at the text we read this morning. Okay, Romans 8:28, Amplified Bible. It says, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together. Hallelujah. I like the way it reads in the New International Version of the Bible. It says, and we know that in all things, God works. In all things, God works. I came to tell somebody this morning, right about now, in the middle of whatever you are dealing with, God is at work. The Bible says, and we know that in all things, not when the going is good, not when things are falling according to plan, not when things are happening according to expectation, in all things, even when there are questions without answers, where there are attacks and we don't have defense, in all things, God is working. And it says he's working for our good. The good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Tell somebody for me this morning, God is still at work. Tell the person for me, God is involved somehow. Tell that person, God is involved somehow. Tell the person, God has a plan. Hallelujah. God has a plan. God has a plan. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 11 says, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Hallelujah. One of those verses of scripture I love so much. The Bible says that what? God is deeply concerned about you. God is currently at work. And you see that God is not reactive. He has a plan. So regardless of your theory of where COVID-19 came from, Regardless of where you think it came from, whether it's from the pit of hell, whether it's some human somewhere in a lab who invented it, whether it's some people's, I don't know what your theory is, but you need to understand, regardless of your theory, and whether it's the devil himself who manufactured it, while all of that process was going on the other side, another process was going on. God has a plan. Is somebody listening to me? God has a plan. That's the word of encouragement I brought to you this morning. God has a plan. And if you know anything about God, he never fails. Hallelujah. It never fails. The Bible says with God, nothing shall be impossible. It said in Psalm 33 that God thwarts the plans of the nations, but his own plans are established forever. Proverbs 19 and verse 21 says, many are the plans in the heart of a man, but only the Lord's purpose for him prevails. So we know that regardless of what's going on, God's purpose for each and every one of us is going to prevail. So God did not say that they will not plan. God did not say they will not scheme. God did not say that contrary events will not happen. But God says, my plan will supersede their plans. So if their plan is being executed, you've got to relax and chill and rest in God, because after some time you will see the manifestation of the plan of God. It's not a reactive plan, it's a concurrent plan. As they are doing their own, he is doing his own. So weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning, because there is your God who scheduled joy. Somebody listen to me. So even concerning this season, there is an expiry date. It's going to come to an end. It has come and it has to pass. But God gave me some instructions for you this morning, and I just want to share them with you briefly. This is the first thing he told me to tell you. Don't be distracted. That's the first one. Don't be distracted. Amen? Don't be distracted. Let me ask you this question. What were you doing before COVID-19 hit? What were you doing? Where were you going? What were you trying to achieve? In spite of what is going on, keep at it as much as you can. Come on, don't be distracted. Somebody was planning to write a book. Amen? If you have not been affected, if you have not been infected, keep writing. Are you getting this? Keep writing. Somebody was planning to build a house. Okay? Keep building. You were planning to, in fact, some of us are raising children. They may not be going to school, but their education does not stop. Don't be distracted. Are you listening to me? Don't be distracted. There are some of us who will not be able to do everything we were doing before the virus hit, but everything you can do, keep doing. Don't be distracted. Hallelujah. Don't be distracted. There's something I saw in the early church. Paul the apostle captured it in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. He said, for me to die is gain, and to live is Christ. To die is gain, and to live is Christ. To die is gain, and to live is Christ. Now watch this. Something that this season is doing to so many believers is that it is distracting us from purpose. If you are not careful, the average person now is distracted from God's assignment or God's agenda to self-preservation. Are you getting this? To self-preservation. We are making it look like staying alive is the reason why we are alive. So a lot of people in this season are motivated by the fear of what? The fear of death. And so we are holding back. Are you getting this? And we are holding back. And the danger of self-preservation is, if you are not careful, the more you preserve yourself, the less of people we will have who will do what it takes for all of us to survive. If you would gain your life, you would lose it. So imagine if all the doctors decide to self-preserve. Do you know how many medical personnel have given their life in this season? Because they will not hold back. So I want every believer listening to me right now to remember, to die is gain. So why are you trying to self-preserve? To die is gain, except if you have changed your mind and you don't see it like that. And then to live is Christ. So as long as we are here, the only purpose for which we are here is to pursue what? God's agenda. Are you listening to me? So what was that thing you were doing for God? What was that thing that God has revealed to you? How were you living your life before this distraction? Are you now self-preserving? Let me show it to you in scripture. Let's look at Acts of Apostles chapter 7. Acts of Apostles chapter 7 from verse 55. Let's look at Stephen. Verse 55 to verse 50, the Bible says, "But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look," he said, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." This was a man being stoned with the intention of killing him. But he did not allow himself to be distracted by the pain or whatever was going on. The Bible said he lifted up his eyes and he saw the glory of God. Hallelujah. He has such presence of mind. Okay? Verse 57 says, "At this they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city." Okay, this was before they stoned him. And then they began to stone him. "Meanwhile, the witness laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed." When was the last time you prayed? And when you prayed, what was your prayer point? Because the prayer of Stephen here is very, very instructive. If in anguish and in pain, Stephen had prayed for revenge. If in anguish and in pain, Stephen had said, "Lord, avenge me." What if he had placed a curse? Because he was a just man. But look at what he said. Listen, when you are not distracted, you have this presence of mind that regardless of what's going on, you know exactly what to do. Look at what Stephen said. The Bible says, verse 59, "While they were stoning, Stephen prayed, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then he fell on his knees and cried out, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Lord, do not hold this sin against them.'" Who was there approving his killing? Saul of Tarsus. Are you getting this? "And Saul suffered much more than Stephen suffered. And Saul, in the future, accomplished much more." I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. If we're not careful at this time, if we choose to self-preserve instead of focus on God's agenda, we would also sabotage people. See, listen, this is what I'm trying to say. Even if the virus takes over 80%, kills 80% of the world, the 20% that will be left have a future. Do you understand what I'm saying? And we must not be myopic to the point where all we are looking at, no, and that's the reason why you go to the supermarket and buy everything. You buy all the toilet paper, buy all the food, okay? Thinking it will sustain you forever. No, no. I don't mind if you buy everything and give out and share with those who can't afford. But just don't think about yourself alone. Stephen took it an extra mile and he prayed for people who were currently doing evil but who have a destiny in righteousness. So don't let your prayer at this time be, "Lord, preserve me, Lord, protect me, my family, my children." No, beyond, to die is gain. See beyond not dying and see to live is Christ. And let's be focused at this time on the agenda of Christ. Hallelujah. If there is a time to win souls, this is the time. That's the truth. When the systems of the world are failing, this is the time where people are what? Are ready to turn to God. But this is the problem. What happens when the ambassadors too have turned from God's assignment and they're also trying to seek what? Their own protection. Hallelujah. So this morning, all the churches are ministering online. But that also would not have been possible except for a few what? Self-sacrificing people who are seen to, because it's technology. I'm not behind the cameras. I'm not behind the systems. Are you getting this? So all of us cannot have that mindset of, let me protect myself, or, let me stay in my house. Hallelujah. Verse, let's go to chapter 8 now. Acts of Apostles chapter 8 and verse 1 to 8. The Bible said, "And Saul approved of their killing him. On that day," I want you to see the attitude of the early church. "On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem. And all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea." Do you know what it means to be scattered? Families were separated. There's nothing like going to work. There's no source of income. They were scattered because to stay in Jerusalem is to lose your life. Now, you would think they were running away out of self-preservation. But look at what the Bible says here. They were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Verse 2 says, "Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church." That same person, Saul, I mean, Stephen prayed for, began to destroy the church. "Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women and put them in prison." Look at verse 4. those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Hallelujah. Those who have been scattered, it's not those who relocated. They didn't relocate. It's not like they just traveled. They were scattered. The ones that did not go were still in prison. Those who were scattered preached the gospel wherever they went. Verse 5 says, Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. If their persecutors knew that their scattering will lead to joy in places that have not heard the gospel, they would not have persecuted them. Are you getting this right now? They would not have persecuted them. I mean, all you need to do is go on social media right now. They don't know what has hit them. Because for every hour of today, there is the word on social media. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. There's word on social media. I'm telling you the truth. Any kind of church, any kind of message. As a matter of fact, there was a time you were busy in your church and could not get the word from another man of God. But now that you are at home, it's back to back. Back to back. And as we are streaming it live, we are recording it. So if you miss this message, see, people will mature in this season. Just by staying at home, some of you will go to Bible school. Because I'm telling you the truth. See, because when we scatter, we preach wherever we are found. Are you getting this? Because for us, to live is what? To live is Christ. So people have an agenda. The devil has an agenda. God has an agenda. Are you listening to me? God has an agenda. We must be mindful of that. God has an agenda. So he told me to tell you, don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Whatever you are supposed to do, keep doing. Are you getting this? I'm not going to stop preaching the word. God forbid. But if they get to the point where they say, as a matter of fact, don't leave your house, we will do it from our house. Oh, I saw a video online that blessed me. Folks in Italy who could not leave their house stood on their balcony and they were having church. Are you getting this? Everybody stand on your balcony and they were singing and they were praising God and somebody was preaching the word. You know the reason why? Because it's the nature of the body of Christ. Okay? You scatter us. What you have done is you have spread seed. But I need us to be mindful of that. To live is Christ. We are not here to be alive. You understand what I'm saying? If we die, we have nothing to lose. Amen. You need to get that. You need to get that. If we die, we have nothing to lose. So for as long as we are here, we are committed to the cause of Christ. We would obey every law. We would submit ourselves to governing authorities. We would understand the law very well. But as we are understanding the law very well, we would exploit it to continue to do the work of him who has called us. That should be your attitude at this time. Are you listening to me? So if you can't go to work, now you can talk to your neighbors. Amen. You can talk to your neighbors. You can preach the gospel wherever you are found. Hallelujah. The second thing he told me to tell you is that you should not lose your faith. He said, don't lose your faith. At this time, don't lose your faith. Don't lose your passion. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your passion. So, Pastor, how am I supposed to do that? He said, I should tell you that you should be intentional about fellowship. Be intentional about fellowship. In this season, be intentional about fellowship. Okay, what do I mean by that? Invest more time in your fellowship with God. You see, the more they restrict movement, the more time you are going to have on your hand. Now remember, the devil has an agenda for that time. God has an agenda for that time. You can't afford to be distracted. So what do? Invest in fellowship. Be intentional about fellowship. So invest more time in your fellowship with God. Pray more at this time. Study more at this time. How do I do it? You have to plan for it and execute it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Plan for it and execute it. For people in places or nations where only essential services are running right now, you have a lot of time on your hand. Plan for it and then execute it. So don't just say, oh, I'm going to spend more time with God. Exactly what are you going to do? Okay, what are you going to do? Gather the books you are going to read. If they are soft copies, itemize them. Give yourself deadlines and say to yourself, I'm going to maximize this moment. I'm not just going to get carried away by the chatter. Say that to your neighbor for me. Don't be distracted by the chatter. Okay, there's a lot of talk. People are talking. People, see, a lot of people don't know what they're saying, but majority of them have an agenda. So the challenge is, you can't afford to be lost in the chatter. You've got to be mindful of your own agenda. Are we getting this? So be intentional about fellowship. When I say fellowship, I mean fellowship with God, but I also mean fellowship with your tribe. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. The church is not a building. It is a group of people. The church is not a building. It is a group of people. So in this season, stay connected to your tribe. Social distancing is not spiritual distancing. Are you getting this? We can be distant in the physical, but we must stay close spiritually. For us at Hill City, we know how we're doing that. A member of this church, you must be on the social media platforms, okay? You must be on Telegram, okay? You must have installed the MixLR app. We pray every morning. Don't miss that. Okay, and for those who are not here with us this morning, pay attention to that. Every Wednesday, we're going to be live on Facebook, 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on Sundays. Every morning, 5:30 a.m., we're going to be praying together on MixLR. Stay connected to your tribe. Are you getting this? For those who are in the leadership study group, okay, the study group continues. We are not going to stop. In fact, what we are going to do, if this thing continues beyond 1 or 2 weeks, is to start a study group for the whole church. We'll start a study group for the whole church. Wherever you are, we're going to be reading the books of the Bible together. We're going to be discussing the book together, wherever you are. Social distancing is not spiritual distancing. So at this time, in this season, stay connected, okay, to your tribe. Listen to this. Be careful how much time you spend on the internet. Be careful how much time you spend on the internet at this time. Be wise and intentional about it. Don't just wake up in the morning, pick your phone, and before you know it, 2 hours, gone. And the things you are reading is the same thing they said yesterday. Yesterday, there was no cure. You check it today, there's still no cure. By tomorrow, they may still not have found a cure. Have you noticed the same story? Then after you leave your phone, you put on the TV, say, let me see where what they are saying on CNN. What you read on Facebook was written by a blogger who watched on CNN. Then they will put some other things and put some pictures. Then you will go on CNN and then you will watch it and listen to it over and over again. And before you know it, you can spend the whole day and you have not grown. And this is going to be over. Don't be distracted. You see, everybody is not the same. So look at your own life and make sure that you are continuing to make progress. Okay, be wise and intentional about how you use the internet, because the devil will attack you with too much entertainment at this time. And those who will be pushing the entertainment, they have an agenda. That's the truth. They will tell you now, 50% off your subscription. That's the truth. Watch it. They have an agenda. Now that you have time, they will push things. They will push products in your face. They are not doing it because they like you. Get that. Anytime they tell you, get something at whatever percentage off, always remember. In fact, they will tell you, you can save. You don't save by spending. And nobody sells to you at a loss. Do you get that? So when they tell you it used to be 50,000 naira, okay, we are doing, you would begin to hear Corona promo now. We understand whatever it is you are dealing with, 20% off, 20% off. You are saving yourself. You see, what they say you are saving, after they remove it, what you are paying, they are still making profit. Now, there's nothing wrong with people having their agendas and pushing their own agendas. The question is, what's your own agenda? Do you understand? In this season, you can't afford to be the victim. What is your own agenda? So the devil would attack you with too much entertainment. What are you supposed to do? At this time, read books. Exercise more. Amen? Write a book. Start a blog. Take an online course. Spend time with your children. Because if you don't plan for your time, the devil will steal it. At this time. If you don't plan for your time, the devil will steal it. I was almost done with my preparation this morning when the Holy Spirit dropped this in my mind. He said, foolishness is not a state of mind. Foolishness is not a state of mind. It has a lot to do with the use of time. So it's not like some people are foolish because they were created foolish. Foolishness really is all about what you are doing with time. Matthew 25, there were 5 foolish virgins, there were 5 wise virgins, and the Bible did not say that their foolishness or their wisdom was by the function, I mean, circumstance of their birth. They were categorized either as foolish or as wise based on what they did with time. Do you understand what I'm saying? There may be restriction of your movement. but there's no restriction on your time. So when this is over, how you are going to come out is going to be determined by what you do with time at this season. Do you understand now? By the time this is over, some people would have manuscripts ready for publishing. So while everybody is hustling, they will tell you, okay, my book is out, blah, 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 blah. You will have to buy. So if you're a creative person, okay, you're a script writer, this is your season. Stay at home and write a script. You're a songwriter, compose songs. The market will be open again. This has come to pass. So plan for the future. Use the time you have today to position yourself for the future. That is wisdom. Not just getting lost in the COVID. People who don't even know what it is. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are some people, by reason of where they live, how they live, it cannot get to them. They too, they are part of the conversation. And it's a major what? It's a major distraction. And finally, this morning, let me say this to you. To every challenge, there's an opportunity. So even in this difficult time, there are opportunities. Look for them and maximize them. So you can't afford to think, you know, in a fatalistic way. And you know, some people say, oh, it's the end of the world. Listen, even if it is the end of the world, get ready for heaven. I'm telling you, there's an opportunity. If rapture is going to happen around this time, there's no better way to prepare. And with this restriction of movement, everybody is sensitive to the fact that the way this thing is going on. Even if Jesus, you don't hear the trumpet, if you go and catch this thing. So regularize your affairs with God and get ready for... There's an advantage to every season. But much more than that, because I'm not certain, I'm not sure, I don't know when Jesus is going to come. Even Jesus himself, when he was living, did not know. Do you understand? So we don't know whether he's coming now. We don't know if this is it. So, because some theorists have said, you know, this is it. You know, that this thing will continue to spread, and they will now say that there is a vaccine and that you must get the vaccine for you to travel. So you, if you don't get the vaccine, and that by getting the vaccine is how you understand now. See, I don't know. But all I know is that to every season, there are opportunities. So look at this season and ask yourself, where is my opportunity in this season? Paul and Silas sang and praised God in prison. Amen? And then after an earthquake, they preached the gospel. Because sometimes we get carried away by the chatter, by the noise. But you need to understand, regardless of what everybody is saying, there is an opportunity for you. Look for your opportunity and make the most of it. John, okay, John was banished to the Isle of Patmos. After they threw him in hot oil, and he did not die. I like to say jokingly that John was fried alive. Then they got rid of him because he refused to get done. So they banished him to the Isle of Patmos. If I were him, or the average one of us, we would go on a diatribe of the faithfulness of God. We'll question, you know, would wax philosophical. Is there a God? How good is God? But John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Listen, this is what I'm trying to say. In every circumstance, to every difficult or challenging season, there are opportunities. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And then he heard from God, even in the midst of all of that pain, he still was able to write the book of Revelation and give us revelation of the ends of time. Some of us, we get carried away by what we are going through, and then we become useless. Useless to God, useless to the rest of humanity. Hallelujah. Paul the Apostle wrote to thirds of the New Testament in prison. Somebody would have said, God, I have served you. After all I have done for you, why would you allow me to be put in prison? But what he said to Timothy is, when you are coming, bring my cloak, bring my jacket. I don't want to be cold. When you are coming, bring my books. I still want to develop my mind. Okay? When you are coming, bring the parchments. I still want to write. When you are coming, bring John Mark with you because he is useful to me in my ministry. Sir, what are you planning to do in prison? That was when he wrote the books that we took our text from this morning. Because in every difficult situation, there are opportunities. Hallelujah. So God said, I should come to ask you this morning. Everybody has an agenda. What is yours? In this season, everybody has an agenda. What is yours? Don't allow yourself to be distracted by the chatter. Don't allow yourself to be distracted by the noise. What is your agenda? Let's bow our heads and pray this morning.